63% of Massachusetts voters in November said yes, the state should make marijuana legal for patients with debilitating conditions. But regulations for how much patients could buy, where, and for what illnesses were left to the State Department of Public Health to define. Today, DPH Interim Director Lauren Smith released draft rules that she says will make sure marijuana is used appropriately.
Really, it's going to be focused on those patients who have really significant, serious conditions, and not people who are looking as for a way to obtain medical marijuana purely for recreational use.
My name is Eric McCoy. I use marijuana to medical marijuana to help with my multiple sclerosis symptoms on a daily basis.
McCoy of Boston is pleased at first glance with the option of a waiver for patients who can't get out and want to grow marijuana at home. Some patients are objecting to the proposed limit of 10 ounces every 60 days. But McCoy says he uses less than that.
So far, so good. I'm very pleased with the progress they've made and it's really going to make life a lot easier for folks like me that have MS and other chronic diseases.
The law says the state must allow 35 nonprofit marijuana dispensaries, what the regulations call marijuana treatment centers, this year. Ann Johnson, who directs a new trade group called the Massachusetts Medical Marijuana Association, says she's concerned about the requirements that dispensaries must have $500,000 in escrow in order to apply for a license.
We don't want there to sort of be barriers to entry, and so we're looking at that and how we might be able to tweak some things. But I'd say that they've been very thoughtful, you know, about a lot of the issues, and we think that's going to continue.
That $500,000 requirement is one of many hurdles marijuana dispensaries may have to clear before they can open. The state rules affirm that cities and towns can use local zoning or siting laws to limit where dispensaries will locate, and that anyone applying to open a dispensary will have to demonstrate local support. Massachusetts Municipal Association Director Jeff Beckwith says it will be several years at least before communities get comfortable with this law.
This is a brave new world. This is an activity that, of course, has been illegal. There have been no regulations on it. And so there will be concern and trepidation as we move forward to make sure that communities can set common sense rules that regulate this in a way that protects the community interest.
Okay, to be blunt, cities and towns that don't want marijuana sold in their community can put up many barriers, says Wayne Dennison. He's an attorney who specializes in land use litigation at the Boston law firm Brown Rudnick.
Because although 63% of the people in Massachusetts may be in favor of medical marijuana, I would suspect a much smaller percentage of those people would be in favor of medical marijuana in their backyard.
Anyone can propose changes to these state draft regulations through April 20th. The final regulations are scheduled to be out the following week, and then patients and those who want to open a dispensary can start their applications. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.